Have you made your plans for the month? How do you know if it's a good plan that you can do or a frustrating plan that's going to keep you spinning your wheels? In episode 129 of Just One Simple Thing, I am sharing the top things I look for when I review a plan for my clients. Hey, friend. Welcome to Just One Simple Thing, the podcast where we find the intersection of practical solutions, biblical truth, and creativity as you lead in ministry and business. In order to make an impact, you have to take action, even when you aren't 100% sure what God is up to. If you're tired of trying all the things and ready to do a new thing, this is the place for you. I'm your host, Krista Hutchins, a project manager, coach, wife, mom, encourager, and friend. In each episode, we tackle a specific issue keeping you stuck as you chase after your God dream and give you just one simple thing to help bring clarity to your swirl of creative ideas. Now, let's go solve a problem. Hey, y'all, as I'm recording this, we're in the start of the second quarter of 2024. I can't believe the first quarter is already over. In this quarter of the Honor Circle, we're going back to the basics of creating solid plans to move our goals forward. I just finished reviewing everyone's plans for the month and giving personal feedback. I thought it might be helpful to share with you guys what I look for when I review plans and some of the feedback that I've given, so you can review your own plans for the month. First, I check to make sure the priorities for the month are clear and the actions planned support the priorities. I reviewed a plan for one person who had a specific pain point that she was trying to address with her activities. Most of the things on her list supported making progress against that pain point, but she had some other things on her list that were important. But if you keep piddling around with them, they're the kind of things that can just distract you and make you think you're getting work done when they're really not driving forward your priorities. So as I look at plans, I want to make sure that the actions are supporting the priorities and there's not very many things there to distract you. The second thing I look for is, can the plan be simplified? One of the plans I reviewed had several different types of content that needed to be created. She had a speech she needed to give, she had podcasts she needed to write, she had social media to plan, and she had blog posts she wanted to write. And so in order to simplify that plan, I encouraged her to repurpose some of that content. Even if the actual content itself, the actual word-for-word content, couldn't be used across the platforms, she could at least address the same topics across all of those platforms, which would reduce the amount of time she needed to do research, to really think about the topics, to look up supporting Bible verses for the topics. Using the same topic across several platforms during a time period is one of the best ways to save time in your plan, and it also shows a consistent message to your audience, and they're really going deep with you in that topic during that time period. And third, of course, I'm looking to see, can it all really be done? This is one of the top things that people are worried about when they send me their plan to review. Have I planned to do too many things? And oftentimes you have, because you have a lot of things you want to get done and you're not exactly sure what your time is going to be like during the month. For in those situations, I recommend that people pre-decide which of the things they are not going to do if things go crazy. So if your month goes crazy or things take longer than you expect, go ahead and decide in advance what is going to fall off your plate. And that's the last thing you do as you're working through your actions for the month. That way, you know, you got the most important thing done and you're not trying to make that decision in the heat of the moment. When 9 times out of 10, if you're trying to make that decision when you're already pressed for time, you're going to drop the thing that is easiest to drop and do the thing that's easiest to do. And that may not be the most important thing that needs to get done. The other thing you can do when you're in that situation, I had one plan that I reviewed this month that had a lot of family events, family visiting from out of town, several family birthdays to have during the month, and a very long list of things that she wanted to get done. So I encouraged her to time block her month, set aside specific days that she was going to work, and assign the things she wanted to get done into those specific time blocks. I do recommend that you do this all the time with your weekly plan. Take your to-do list and assign things to the specific time block that you're going to do it. But this is raising it up a level over the course of a month, not going hour by hour and task by task, but blocks of time, you know, an afternoon here, a whole day there, and the things you generally want to get accomplished during that time. That will give you an early indication if the things really can get done in the amount of time that you have available during the month, and also will give you the opportunity to do that pre-deciding again and decide what will not get done if things go haywire. And lastly, does your plan fit into your life and is it good for your life? I reviewed a plan this month for someone who's had a really tough several months, and actually, if we're honest, a tough couple of years with very stressful things happening in her job, elderly parents to care for, a parent who passed away. It was just been a really tough time for her to focus and try to figure out what God is doing in her and in this dream that she has. And so I was really glad to see in her plan that she had a lot of what I call active self-care. So it wasn't just getting a massage or taking a hot bath or reading a book, which those are all great self-care things and good for your mental health. But she was doing some things like exercise and eating right. She was taking some art classes and focusing on journaling and writing. And those are all things where they relax you mentally. They're good for your mind. And they're also opportunities for the Lord to speak to you as you are doing those things, as you're working through those things. This person really needed to create some space for God to speak to her because her brain has been so full of all of her responsibilities. And it's not that she's neglected her spiritual life. Some of the things that she's done have been great for her spiritual life, different Bible studies and things like that. But she needed the time of blank margin in her brain for the Lord to just speak into her and start to give her a vision of what he wants her to do next. So if you feel like you've been running like crazy and things are not clear to you, try some active self-care things that will give the Lord the opportunity to speak to you in that way. So there we go. Take a look at your plans for the month and make sure your actions support your priorities, that the plan is not unnecessarily complicated, that it can actually all get done, and pre-decide what will drop off if things go haywire, and make sure your plan fits into your life. If you're unsure about your plans and want a professional review, I'd love to do that for you. Check the show notes for a link to sign up. I'll get personal feedback to you within 48 hours. Before we run off, let's do a little check-in. Here we are near the end of another month. Did it get away from you again with little progress on your goals and plans? Do you need help figuring out where to focus, but you aren't ready to invest in one-on-one coaching? Then I have just the thing for you. The most cost-effective way to get the benefits of expert input on your goals and plans. With a Move Forward review, you can submit your plans for the month. I'll take a look and make sure your plan is aligned with your goals, that it's doable, and that it's structured in a sequence that makes sense. Then I'll email you my feedback along with resource recommendations for areas where you may be stuck, and perhaps a little tough grace if you need it, just like I give in my one-on-one coaching calls. Y'all, I'm just being honest here. This is the biggest bang for the buck of all my products and services. If you've ever wanted an affordable and time-efficient way to benefit from my project management experience, this is it.
You can get all the details at the link in the show notes.
And remember, clarity comes from action, and action can be just one simple thing.